Hallelujah. May peace and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安跟神的恩典呢与各位同在。
This morning, I would like to share with you a topic, the best gift.
今天早上要以最好的礼物跟大家一起来分享今天早上的道理。
We know that next Sunday, June the 15th, is a so-called Father's Day in our society.
大家都知道下个礼拜6月15号也就是一年一度的父亲节。
And of course, this day is a very special day for many fathers in the world.
我们都知道，既然叫父亲节，那么对父亲来说就是一个很重要的日子。
And once again, the children in the society are supposed to remember more the grace of the father, especially in that day.
所以我们看到在我们的社会上呢，那当孩子的就特别用这一天来尊敬或者孝敬自己的父亲。
And nowadays, we receive the flyers or the promotional materials telling, reminding us, oh, what to buy for your fathers.
可能从上礼拜大家在门口都会收到各式各样的广告纸，都说明说马上到父亲节了，该买什么东西给父亲呢
？Camera, hi-fi, or whatever.
啊，各式各样的电器用品，相机或者电视或者收音机。
In the Bible, actually, the Bible spend a lot of time and message talk about relationship between father and son.
相对的，在我们的圣经里面也谈到父子之间关系重要的道理。
And the father give us lots of good idea about what kind of gift.What is the best gift that you can give to your father?
从圣经当中，我们可以寻找到，在这样的节日里面，我们要拿什么样最好的礼物？按照圣经来说，拿什么样最好的礼物给我们的父亲呢
？Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23.
我们首先请看到箴言23章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言的第23章。
Verse 22 to 26.
箴言的第23章第22节到26节。箴言第23章22节到26节22节你要听从生你的父亲你母亲老了也不可藐视他23节你当买真理就是智慧训诲和聪明也都不可卖24节义人的父亲必大得快乐人生智慧的儿子也必因他欢喜25节你要使父母欢喜使生你的快乐26节我儿要将你的心归我你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路
These few words are very precious giving us lots of good idea about what is the best gift that you can present to your father
从这几节圣经里面事实上是很宝贵的经节也告诉我们说我们要拿什么样最好的礼物给父亲
The first gift idea is from verse 22
首先第一样最好的礼物就是22节
Here tell us listen to the father who give you life
首先一开始就是说要听从生你的父亲
Why do we have to listen to our father?
今天我们为什么要听父亲的话
Because your father gave you life
因为他是生你的父亲
Who is our father?
那谁是我们的父亲
Of course when we were born we have the image of our parents, mother and father there
当然我们小朋友一出生我们都可以看得出来这个小朋友带着他父母亲的样子
Of course it's the mother who go through the labor to give birth to us.
当然小朋友由妈妈来生妈妈要经过很长的这个生产期。
But the father also have some responsibility.
但是在一家里面父亲也有相当大的责任。
Through the father, the mother was pregnant.
因为经由父亲这个母亲能够怀孕。
So the father actually, according to the Bible, is the one to give you life, the physical life.
换句话就是说在圣经里面的指导来说我们可以看到父亲是生我们的父亲
Today,
因为是有生命的。
We are sitting here.
今天我们都坐在这里
Because we have our father
因为我们的父亲的缘故
If our father was not there We would not have ourselves being here today
如果没有我们的父亲存在那我们今天也都不会坐在这里
Let's turn to the book of Luke
我们请看到新约的路加福音
The Gospel of Luke
路加福音
Chapter 3
路加福音的第三章
Chapter 3 verse 38
路加福音的第三章的第38节路加福音第三章38节以挪士是赛特的儿子赛特是亚当的儿子亚当是神的儿子
This is the earliest genealogy in human history
这可以说是人类开始有记录家谱的最早的一份
Genealogy is to help us to trace back where we come from
既然叫家谱也就是从最后一直追溯到最前人从哪里来
Of course, nowadays people are quite interested in the genealogy
现在的人都非常对于这个所谓的家谱追溯他的祖宗是哪里来的都很有兴趣
Different clans come from different area and even your last name would suggest a lot of historical background of your own family
那么不一样的族裔追溯自己 的原始是从哪个地方来的？每个人、每一个家族、每一个家族都有不同的背景。
However, here tells us the earliest genealogy.
这里告诉我们，也就是最早的一个家谱。
If you ask the question, who is the father?
我们有时候会问说，哎，谁是到底谁才是父亲呢、啊、
？And then who is your father's father?
那谁又是父亲的父亲呢、
啊、？And then father's father's father.
然后再往上追，那前三代的父亲又是谁呀、啊
oh, ？You keep asking this question.
如果我们一直追溯到最底
The further you go, the more near the sources you have.
因为我们走得越远，问得越多，那就越靠近那原始。
He tells us every human being have two fathers.
这里告诉我们每一个人类呢，每一个人都有两个父亲。
The first father is the one who begot you, who gave birth to you physically.
首先第一位，也就是生我们、给我们生命的父亲。
Verse 38 tells us Enos were the sons of Seth, and Seth was the son of Adam.
这边三十八节开始说，以挪士是赛特的儿子，赛特又是亚当的儿子。
And of course, God created us human being.
那么神造了人类。
Of course, but God only created the first human being.
那么神当然造了最开始的第一个人
，which is called Adam，
也就是亚当。
But later, human being was formed, was reproduced through the parents.
那么之后呢，人类从第一个人开始慢慢的繁衍出来。
So God gave us our life through our parents.
所以神借着我们的父母给我们生命。
So only because of this reason, we have to listen and respect to our parents, our father.
仅仅这个理由就值得让我们来尊敬我们的父亲了啊。
Of course, if you look at our children, sometimes they bear our image.
那么有时候我们看看自己的小朋友，哎，就是觉得说他长得好像我哎。
My children, my twins, they go to elementary school right now.
那么我的双胞胎呢，现在已经进小学了。
Sometimes I go to pick them up.
有时候我去带他们。
And of course, there are many classmates in the school.
当然，全班有好多小朋友。
They have a friend called Matthew in the class.
那么他们有一个朋友，有一个同学叫做 Matthew.
His dad works in Taiwan.
那么他的父亲呢，也是在台湾工作的。
He seldom comes back, only a few times a year.
那么他这个小朋友的父亲呢，很少来到加拿大。
And I never met his dad before.
那么我从来没有见过这个小朋友的父亲。
But there's one day, there's a man.Standing beside outside the classroom.
啊，有一天我去接小朋友了，哎，看到一个男的呢，站在那个课室的旁边。
And immediately I know he is the father of Matthew.
我一看我就知道这个就是那个小朋友 Matthew 的爸爸。
Because the face, the eyes, the figure, the mouth, the nose, everything, just a replica of the father.
啊，因为呢，从这个男人的身上，这个男人的面貌就知道说，哎，他一定是这个小孩的父亲了。
I ask him, "Are you the father of Matthew?" He said, "Yes, yes, yes."
我马上问他说，你是不是这个 Matthew 的爸爸？他说，是啊，是啊，我就是。
The child come out, the child hug him.
那么小朋友出来，当然赶紧抱着爸爸了。
So happy, put him on the shoulder.
然后赶紧就把他放在肩膀上，带他回家。
Yes, father love his children.
因为呢，爸爸都爱孩子。
And father cares for the children.
因为爸爸都关心的孩子。
And father is the one who gave life to the children.
因为爸爸就是生我们的父亲。
In another church, in another area, in another city, I met a parent. I met a father.
那么在另外一个教会、另外一个城市呢，我遇到一个父亲。
This father usually on the normal day, he was a very straight, very stern, very serious person, never joking too much.
啊，这个爸爸呢，在我们的眼里面看起来，平常他教导小孩都非常的严格。
He's a high demand, high expectation of the child.
而且非常强烈的管教他的小朋友，让他能够谨遵他的命令。
And the child don't feel so close because this typical Oriental parent don't express this affection and passionate between father and son.
也因为这种严格的管教呢，使得小孩事实上都因为怕他，反而跟他有一段距离了。
But there's one day the child falls sick.
有一天呢，这个小朋友病了。
Actually, it's not a child; it's already an adult.
那么这个小朋友其实也不是什么小朋友，已经长大成人了。
Suddenly, find out that he has cancer.
有一天，他突然间因为医师的诊断说他有癌症。
The father so worried.
爸爸开始担心了。
Of course, the father didn't cry like the mother, but the father is put it into his heart.
这个爸爸呢，听到这个消息之后呢，虽然没有像妈妈这样的就哭出来了，但是呢，他把这件事放在心里。
What did the father do?
那么这个爸爸做什么
？Every day, accompany the son go to a hospital for chemotherapy.
这个爸爸从那一天开始呢，每一天跟着他这个儿子，带着他这个儿子到这个医院呢去接受化疗。
And the father heard, oh, people say, there's a kind of water filter, it's really good for health, but $4,000 or $5,000.
这个爸爸呢，听说呢，哎，有癌症的人呢，如果有这样。喝这样经过过滤器所过滤出来的水会不错，但是那过滤器要花五六千块。
In the past, he heard about this filter, but he never buy for himself. It's too expensive.
以前他就听过有这样的过滤器，但是因为太贵了，所以他根本不在乎。
But when he heard that his son is sick, okay, pay the money, buy this.
但是当他知道他的儿子已经有癌症之后呢，他愿意花这么大的钱去买那个过滤器。
Oh, there's a massage bed made in Korea, made of jade, all so good, so expensive, but it's good for health.
但是然后他又听说呢，有一种床呢，对健康非常的好的，但是非常贵的，而且是韩国造的。
And also he didn't want to buy for himself in the past, but now the son is like, okay, buy it for the son.
过去他不会因为这样为了自己的健康买这样的床，但是因为他的孩子生病了，所以他买这样的床给孩子用。
When I observe this, I look at the father.
当我看到这一段情景呢，我会看看这个父亲。
Really, the father's heart is so close to the child.
我们可以看到一个父亲再怎么严格，他的心总是跟小孩连在一起。
So the Bible really reminds us.
所以圣经中常常告诉我们
，Listen to your father.
我们要听从父亲的话。
For he is the one who gave you life.
因为他是生我们的父亲。
And of course,Especially if he tell you something which is right, which is correct, you have to listen to him.
特别是当我们的父亲教导我们是对的事情，我们就要遵循他的指示。
Of course, when we were young, sometimes we cannot understand our parent very well.
当然，大家都是小时候待过，都知道有时候实在听不懂父母亲在讲什么。
Because our parents' perspective is so different than the children, because we are a different generation.
因为呢，父母亲有时候他们的眼光跟我们的看法常常有时候不一样的，因为是两代之间的距离。
There was a brother when he was very young in college.
有这么一个弟兄呢，他是非常年轻的一个弟兄，在中学的时候，大学的时候。
And when he was in college, he received a credit card.
在他大学的时候呢，他收到一张信用卡。
Because credit card is very easy to obtain in Canada.
那么信用卡在加拿大来说呢是很容易取得的。
You don't even have to go for apply. People just come to you and say, "Do you want one?"
那么也许你不需要去申请，有人就会主动来问你说，哎，你要不要申请一张啊
？So he got his credit card.
那当然，他就这样拿到一张这个信用卡。
And then go to the electronic appliance shop. He saw this hi-fi is so nice.
啊，他就到这个电器用品店呢，看到说，哇，这个收音录音机太棒了。
Wow.But it's around $2,000.
但是呢，价值大概$2,000。
But you know, $2,000 really depend on what kind of level. If it's for student, $2,000 is really expensive.
当然，我们谈到说一个电器用品$2,000，对个学生来讲似乎太贵了。
Because he have not even started earning money yet.
因为这个时候的学生当然还没有赚钱呢。
He only do a little bit of part-time jobs.
那么他只是拿一些临时工而已。
And he decided.
所以他这么说。
Okay, I'll buy this hi-fi.
我愿意花这$2,000呢，买这个收录音机。
I can pay by credit card first.
因为我可以先拿我的信用卡来付啊。
I can pay by installment.
那么我可以一期分期付款啊。
And I can start enjoying these wonderful pieces of music.
那这样我带回家以后呢，就好好可以听我的音乐。
So he go to the shop to buy the hi-fi.
啊，所以他就真的到这个电器用品店呢，花了$2,000买了。
In the past, you know, this hi-fi is really huge. Ten boxes of object bring home.
我们都知道，在过去呢，所谓好的收录音机呢，总是有好多的零件。差不多有十箱东西。
So the mother realized.
妈妈知道了。
Look at the son. Bought this 10 boxes of hi-fi.
妈妈说：“哇，你一口气买了十箱这么多的东西，要凑成一个很棒的、很好的这个收录音机啊。”
And then he called the father who is working overseas.
那么他这个妈妈拿起电话来打给他在外地工作的爸爸了。
Hey, Dad, do you know your son has bought a monster hi-fi so big and expensive you never bought yourself?
啊，他说：“爸爸，你知道儿子花了。”好贵的钱$2,000买了一套好棒的音响啊。
Wow, the father was so furious, so angry.
那么这个父亲呢在海外工作听到当然就很生气了。
Get the phone to me, I want to talk to him.
赶快把电话交给那个儿子，我赶快跟他讲。
And the father scolded the son so harshly.
那么经由电话呢，当然父亲就把这个儿子骂了一顿。
How dare you?
你竟然敢这么做。
You haven't even earned money.
你还没赚钱呢。
And you're now spending the money you have not earned.
那么你现在花了你根本都还没赚到的钱。
You're only a student.
你只是个学生呢。
Are you the one who enjoy a hi-fi of $2,000?
那么你要花$2,000就为了要得到一个很棒的音响。
So the father scold him.
那当然父亲狠狠地骂他一顿了。
And then order him to bring all these boxes to refund.
告诉他说你把这十箱东西给我退回去。
Because in Canada, anything can be refunded.
因为我们都知道加拿大，你如果不高兴，就可以把东西不适用，你把它退回去了。
14 days guarantee, no question.
然后十四天之内，只要你还，没有人会问你什么问题的。
But for this son, his heart is really, really upset.
这个儿子呢，听到这些话以后，当然就很难过了。
I've already bought this.
我已经买了这个东西了。
I never asked your money.
我也从来没有跟你要钱呢。
This is my credit card.
因为这是我的自己的信用卡。
Why can't I have it?
那么我为什么不可以买这个呢
？In his heart, he's not happy.
当然，他心里面就很难过了，不高兴
了。Because he's staying in his father's house, he's eating his father's food, so have to listen.
但是因为他还住在家里面，吃着家里面供给的吃啊穿的，所以他变成勉为其难一定要听了。
So he packed all the boxes. When he packed, he cried.
所以他又把这些东西放回这十箱箱子里面，一面包装，一面哭啊。
In his heart,
在他心里面
，He said to himself,
啊，他自己告诉自己
，One day I grow up, you'll know.
有一天让我长大，你就知道了。
I'll spend all the money I have. I don't even ask you.
那么我赚饱了钱以后，我花自己的钱，我也不要再问你。
I will be independent.
那么我那时候就独立了。
I will not relying on your mercy.
那么我就不需要在你的屋檐下生存。
So he repaid, so he fund all this high fine.
所以他很听话啦，就把这东西通通退回去了。
And his heart is hated the father a lot.
啊，但是从那一刻起，他的心里面就因为这样的事情呢，恨自己的爸爸。
For a long time.
而且持续蛮久的。
But after almost 15-20 years.
那么十五二十年过去了。
At the time, his father already passed away.
当然那个时候呢，他的爸爸已经去世了。
He looked back the incident.
他回想当年发生的事情。
He really glad that he had this father.
他很高兴。而且也很应该说很庆幸当时有他这么个父亲。
Why?
为什么
？Because what the father said was right.
因为爸爸在那个时候骂他的话，句句都是对的。
You don't spend the money you don't have.
你不要花那个还没有赚到的钱。
In this society, materialism, consumerism encourage the people to spend the money they don't have.
因为今天我们看到的广告，不就是叫我们去花我们还没有赚到的钱吗
？So many young people are heavily in debt.Credit card.
我们看到很多的学生，很多的青年人，都是因为这样子在信用卡上背了一屁股的债吗
？They can never come out.
因为他们这个债还不完的。
Only paying the high interest.
那么只有付那高利息才能过活。
Why?
为什么
？Because of spending impulse.
因为呢，这种强迫性的消费呢，在我们社会里面非常强烈。
But when this son, when he was young, he didn't understand this teaching.
但是当小孩子年轻，小时候呢，没有办法了解说这到什么理由啊
？He hated the father for giving so many restrictions and scold him.
他因为这样的事情，父亲这么严厉的管教他，叫他要退回去，因此而恨他的父亲。
But later he understood.
但是之后他总算了解。
What the father said is really good for him.
他的爸爸在那一刻跟他讲的每一句话都是好话。
But it was too late.
但是已经太迟了。
When the father already passed away.
因为在那个时候他知道的时候，他的父亲已经去世了。
He was never able to tell the father face to face that, oh, Dad.I thought you were right, and I'm really sorry for what I did.
他觉得自己非常的惋惜，没有任何的时间，没有任何的机会了，跟他爸爸说，真的很对不起那个时候的事情。
So today we should really rethink about ourselves.
所以今天呢，我们常常要思想自己。
Especially we are young people. If our parent, if our father still around.
尤其我们还年轻的时候，我们的父母亲都还在。
Yes, sometimes their opinion seems out of ages, not in our generation, not really nice to listen.
有时候我们会听到我们父母亲的话语或者他们的想法似乎已经过期落伍了。
But don't just reject the idea just because of their age.
但是不要轻易的就不遵从他们或者反对，也不要因为他们年老了所以反对他们。
The Bible tells us in Proverbs we just read, listen to your father who gave life to you.
因为呢，在箴言我们刚才读过了，要听从那生你的父亲。
And when your mother is old, do not despise her.
而且进一步说，你母亲老了也不要藐视她哦。
Don't tell them, oh, you're old, you're useless, you don't understand the world.
不要有那样的心态，也就是说，因为他们老了，所以我再不要听你们了。
You're so slow in everything.
因为你每样东西都落伍了又慢。
You have low education.
而且你的教育程度又没那么高。
You don't know computer.
你根本不了解什么叫现在的电脑。
You don't know English.
你甚至不了解什么叫做英文。
Don't do that.
千万不要有这种想法。
Listen and respect to our parent.
我们总是要遵从圣经的道理，总是要听话。
When they say what is right and according to the Bible.
特别是当他们的看法是对的，而且是按照圣经的道理是对的，我们就要听从。
When we grow older, we'll find one truth.
我们年纪大了以后，我们会发现有一个真理。
People in this society are not comfortable to tell you the truth.
在社会上，我们发现我们周遭的人并不会很轻易告诉你什么是真理。
People will not like to rebuke you or scold you when you get older.
因为呢，当我们年纪大了，也许人家没有办法会不愿意在当面呢就指责你。
People know you like face, they will not talk the real truth to you.
因为在这个社会上，大家都讲究的是要面子，所以没有人会告诉你什么是真的，什么是假的。
Who will tell you the real truth?
什么人才会告诉你什么是真的
？Who will not care your face?
谁不会管你要不要面子
？Your parent.
只有我们的父亲。
Sometimes they talk so painfully true that we hurt us.
有时候我们听到父母亲的话，总觉得哇，你完全不给我面子。但是那个伤心的话却是好话。
We just mentioned we have another parent.
我们刚才提到，我们有另外一个父亲
，is our heavenly father，
也就是我们天上的父亲。
Because the first human being Adam, his father is God. He was begotten by God.
我们也刚才读到，第一个人类亚当，他的爸爸，他的父亲就是天上的父。
We also have to listen to our Heavenly Father.
相对的，我们也要听从那天上的父。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel 15, verse 22.
我们请看撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel 15:22.
撒母耳记上第十五章第二十二节。撒母耳记上第十五章第二十二节。二十二节，撒母耳说：“神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
Here is a very golden truth concerning what our Heavenly Father would like.
在这边又是一句金句良言，告诉我们说。我们的父亲想要看到什么
？Imagine if next week is Father's Day, you bought the most expensive camera for your daddy.
我们想一想，下礼拜就是父亲节了，那我们花一笔钱买了一个很漂亮、很昂贵的相机给爸爸。
You open the box, you really like it.
他打开以后很高兴了。
But next day, you did something outside the home, and you really been disgraced and pain for your father in the heart.
第二天呢，我们却做错了，在外面做错了一件事情，使得我们的父亲呢，真的是很伤心了。
And maybe even the policeman come to your house asking, "Oh, your son, yesterday stole the money to buy this camera."
甚至我们的麻烦已经惹上了警察，因为呢，这个相机是偷来的。
So what will the father feel?
那这个时候的父亲什么感觉
？Will this father feel anything good just because of the gift?
这个父亲会不会因为打开来是个漂亮的相机，所以因为这样开心呢
？The gift only bring meaning when the child is obedient.
因为呢，礼物代表的是说当。小朋友当小孩子非常遵从父母亲的话，那这个礼物就有它的意义。
The same thing applies to God.
今天的同样道理也是在神的身上会看到。
What does God like? What does God like?
我们要想想说，神到底喜悦什么
？Do you want a lot of money?
神真的要我们很多的钱吗
？A lot of food?
很多的吃的吗
？Big chapels?
很漂亮的这个会堂吗
？Well, he likes these kind of things.
是的，他确实喜悦。
Only if you obey him.
但是一个前提。要我们能够听命于他。
If you don't obey him,
如果我们不顺从他
even you offer the whole world, he will not pay even attention.
就算我们把整个世界赚足了摆在他的面前他还是不会看一眼的。
There was a king called Saul.
这个说到有一个国王叫扫罗。
God told him through the prophet.
那么神借由先知告诉他说
When you fight the Amalekites, remove, kill everything, every animal, every people, I don't want them.
他的指示是说你要跟亚玛力人打仗，把他们全部杀灭，包括他们的牛羊，全部通消灭。
But this Saul, this King Saul, thought he was very smart.
但是这个扫罗呢，却自作聪明了。
Oh, this kind of animals, sheep, cattle, so fattened, so good.
当他攻进亚玛利亚城的时候，他看到哇，这个牛羊都这么的肥沃，非常的美丽嘞。
Why don't I keep myself for some and give God some gift from this.
那么既然这么好的东西，哎呀，不要把它灭掉了，我留一些，然后顺便一些呢，能够献给神。
He thought God would be happy.
他觉得说这样的动作呢，能够让神喜悦。
But opposite things happen.
但是相反的。
God is so angry because of his action.
那但是神因为他这样的动作非常的愤怒。
So God told Samuel to tell him.
所以神又借着撒母耳先知告诉扫罗王。
What does God like?
告诉他说神到底要什么
Obedience is better than peace offering.
神要的是听命胜于献祭
Submission to his word is better than sacrifices.
然后顺从献于公羊的脂油
And you don't listen to me, what are you bringing to me?
如果你完全不听我所说的你要带这些东西来给我是没有用的
Today, how do we worship God?
今天我们要如何来敬拜神
Many people believe in God.
许多人都说我信神
There's so many people believe the existence of God.
很多人都相信有神的存在
But what do they want to do?
但是该做什么
I want to worship God my way.
我想说我要敬拜神那要用我的方法
As soon as I feel comfortable
只要我觉得很舒服很快乐
As soon as I feel convenient
只要我觉得很方便很顺时
I do it my way
那么我就用我的方法来敬拜神
And I think my God will like it
那么我觉得这样子我的神应该会喜悦
Is it so?
真的是这样吗
Absolutely not
当然不是啦
If you want to worship God
如果我们今天要敬拜神
If you want to please him,
如果我们今天要取悦神
Don't just bring the material,
不要只有拿物质的东西来而已
bring your obedience,
而是要拿自己心里面的听从顺命来
bring the perfect submission of the truth,
能够把听命顺从摆在最前面
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 23
我们再看回箴言二十三章
Verse 24
箴言二十三章的第二十四节
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 24
箴言二十三章第二十四节义人的父亲必大得快乐人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜
Here tell us the second thing that we should do the gift that we can present to our Father is let your Father be rejoicing.
好，这边做到了第二件最宝贵的礼物，就是让我们的父亲大得快乐。
Here tell us, the father of a righteous man will be greatly pleased.
这边告诉我们，义人的父亲必大得快乐。
Why your father shall be happy?
为什么我们要让父亲快乐？
Not because of so much money you have earned.
并不是因为我们赚了很多很多的钱。
But rather, if you do the right thing in your whole life, you are a righteous person, then your father shall be pleased.
相反的，如果在我们的一生当中做了很多很好的事情，那我们成为义人的话，这个身为父亲的就会大得快乐。
Whether a son is a good son, you can look at the father's attitude.
有时候我们看说，哎，这个小孩子怎么样？事实上可以看得，可以从父亲的态度上看得出来。
Because we are minister, we are pastor, we talk to many parents.
因为呢，我们身为传道者的，常常会跟许多父母亲谈到小朋友的事情。
Sometimes we talk to the parent about their children.
我们有时候会谈到说，哎，小朋友有关小朋友的事。
There are some different kind of response.
有时候我们看到父母亲呢有不一样的反应。
Some response is like this.
有些反应是这样的。
We mentioned about the name of the child.
啊，有时候会说就叫了这个小朋友的名字了。
The parent said, "Don't talk about it."
你会听到呢，这个父母亲常常的叹气一声说，啊，别谈了。
So worry.
还真让我担心啊。
Don't know what to say.
我也不知道说什么才好。
Some will tell you their children's problem.
有时候呢，我们会听到父母亲说出他们小朋友的问题。
The parents already old, but they still worry about the child.
父母亲也许已经年纪大了，但是呢，小孩子也成人了，可是还是担心自己的小孩子。
The child does not worry about himself, but the parent worry about the child.
小朋友也许不担心自己的生活怎么样，但是身为父母的总是担心我自己的小孩。
But some children,
有些小朋友呢
when you talk to their parents, when you talk to the parents,
有时候当他们跟父母亲讲话的时候
when we talk to the parent,
我们跟父母亲讲的时候
when you mention the name of the child,
他会提到这个小孩子的名字
immediately their eyes brighter.
你会看到说他一提他的小孩子的名字、哎
yeah.
哎、眼睛就更明亮
and then they will say, oh yeah, thank God.
我们就看到这个父母亲呢非常的开心，因为他感谢神小朋友多好多好。
A good child really do not bring worry to the parent.
因为一个好的小孩子呢绝对不会让父母亲担心的。
Here tell us, let your father and mother be happy and let those who give birth to you be joyous.
这边告诉我们说要让我们父母亲大得快乐，让那生我们的呢欢喜。
This is very important.
这是很重要的哦。
How can we make our father or mother happy?
如何让我们的父母亲能够欢喜快乐呢
？Of course, there are a few aspects.
当然，从几个方面来看。
From the lowest level,
从最近最最最一开始的最基本的。
Of course, you have to provide when you grow up. You have to provide material to feed back to our parents.
当我们长大之后，我们在物质上当然要奉养我们的父母亲。
Let's turn to Genesis 45.
我们请看箴言四十不对不起，创世纪四十五章。
Genesis 45 verse 21.
创世纪四十五章二十一节。
Genesis 45 verse 21 to 24。
箴言第四十五章二十一节到二十三节。二十一节，以色列的儿子们就如此行。约瑟照着法老的吩咐，给他们车辆和路上用的食物。二十二节，又给他们个人一套衣服，唯独给便雅悯三百银子五套衣服。二三节，送给他父亲公驴十匹。驮着埃及的美物，母驴十匹，驮着粮食、鱼饼和菜，为他父亲路上用。
Here tells the story of Joseph.
这里告诉我们约瑟的故事。
Who was Joseph?
那这个约瑟谁呢？
He has a very difficult life at the beginning.
这个约瑟呢，我们都知道，他在一开始他的生活是非常不顺利的。
Now, when he was very young, he was born in his father's house. He's a very youngest born.
那么他当时出生的时候，在全家里面呢。在他的父亲的儿子里面呢，最小的一个。
And he later has a little brother Benjamin.
那么之后才有他的最小的弟弟，叫做便雅悯。
Because he was so small, and then his character is very good. The father loved him so much.
因为他很小，而且又很年轻，但是他的个性是非常好的一个小孩，所以父亲很喜欢他。
So the father have special favor on him and make good clothing for him.
因此，父亲特别喜欢这个小儿子呢，做了很漂亮的彩衣给他。
But this bring harm to him.
但是因为这个动作呢，也让他遭遇到很多的困难。
His father, Joseph's father is called Jacob.
那么约瑟的爸爸叫做雅各。
He has 12 sons.
这个爸爸雅各呢，有十二个儿子。
But only Joseph have this very beautiful, colorful garment.
那么这个彩衣呢，这个爸爸呢，做了这个彩衣，唯一给他最心爱的儿子约瑟。
Other son does not have it.
其他的儿子，其他小孩都没有。
So this brings jealousy in the heart of other children.
也因为爸爸这个动作呢，使得这其他的小朋友呢，觉得非常的嫉妒。
So other children, other brothers really hated Joseph from the heart.
所以其他的孩子们就从心里面呢，就嫉妒、讨厌这个约瑟。
So they find a way.
所以他们决定了。
To harm Joseph and want to kill him even.
那么他们设了一个计谋，就是要陷害这个父亲所心爱的约瑟。
But later they decided better not kill him, just sold him to the slave trader and let him be sold to Egypt.
之后他们觉得说啊，不要杀害他了，干脆我们就把他卖到埃及去算了。
This tells us one very painful and important truth for parents.
这里告诉我们一个很重要而且是非常重是一个非常重要的讯息。
Even though in your heart there is some favorite child or daughter or son in your heart, but you can never let this be known or even cannot magnify it.
换句话就是说，身为父母亲的，也许你会特别喜欢你家里面的其中一个孩子，但是不要把这件事情扩大了。
You have to stop this thinking.
那么甚至要停止，不要再去偏爱或者宠爱其中一个小孩。
Even there's one behaving so well, the other one always causes trouble.
就算这小孩当中呢，有一个特别好，有一个特别的找麻烦，也都不要有这样的想法。
You cannot always say, look at your brother, he's better than you, you're no use.
在小朋友面前，我们不可以常常拿出来做比较，说你看你弟弟总是比较好。
The more you do it,
因为你越做越多的话，越说越多的话
，the more the imbalance.The imbalance of the thinking of the emotion you cause to your children.
那么在这个小朋友当中呢，越来越多不平衡的想法就会产生。
And then the other will jealous on the one you love so much.
那么其他的就会特别嫉妒那你特别宠爱的那一个。
Your family will not be at peace.
那么这个时候家庭当然不会有和平了。
So they sold Joseph.
所以他们这些哥哥们就把约瑟给卖了。
Joseph suffered so much in Egypt.
那自从他被卖到埃及之后呢，他的生活非常的难过。
But God is with him.
但是神却与约瑟同在。
No matter where he went,
不论他到哪个地方
God grant him success.
那么神都带给他成功的生活。
And at last he was even eventually promoted to be the number two figure leader in the whole kingdom of Egypt.
这个故事到最后我们看到约瑟最后呢也成为埃及国王的宰相。
But Joseph hasn't seen the father for a long time.
约瑟在这个时候虽然当了宰相之后但是他已经很久很久没有看到他自己的父亲了
So he didn't know whether his father is there or not
他甚至不知道他的爸爸是不是还活着呢
But later when he found out his father was there
但是最后呢他知道了他的父亲还活着
He sent back his brother Go and bring the following gift to your parent to our parent
他叫他的哥哥们说带着这些东西呢去给我的父亲
What did he bring?
他带什么
Wow, so many donkeys, foodEverything that for his father to be used.
我们看到23节说，又给了他公驴、母驴，还有吃的、用的，一路带给他的父亲。
And then when the goods arrive,
当东西都运到他父亲面前了。
Let's read verse 26.
我们再看26节，告诉他说，约瑟还在，并且做埃及全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们。
Verse 27.
27节，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一切话都告诉了他。他们父亲雅各又看见约瑟打发来接他的车辆，心就苏醒了。
Here tell us, when Jacob heard about the news of Joseph, he didn't believe. How can this be?
雅各这个时候呢，听到他其他儿子都回来，告诉他们说遇到了约瑟了，但是呢，他不相信。
But when he saw the goods, the chariots, the donkey, the chariots, his heart is awakened.
但是紧接下来这节说，他看到了这些礼物，看到来接他的车子，他的心就苏醒了。
What does it mean?
什么意思
This material means the child is caring for me.
这些物质上的东西代表了说我这个儿子约瑟真的还是很关心我耶。
Especially now Jacob and his whole family is suffering in famine.
特别是约瑟在雅各在这个时候跟他的全家都在那饥荒当中。
Life is very difficult.
在那个时候生活真的是难过。
They need material.
在那个时候他们需要物质上的补充才对。
But now Jacob sent them all this food.The heart of the father feels so comforted.
就在这紧急的时候，生活困难的时候，雅各送了这么多的礼物给他的父亲，他的父亲心就苏醒安慰啊。
Today when we were young,
今天我们还年轻。
When our father was strong,
当我们的父亲都还很强壮的时候
，they worked so hard to earn money to support the family.
我们的父亲趁这年趁他年轻的时候强壮的时候赚很多的钱，为了要养活这个家。
Most of the money the father earned is spending on us.
那么今天他赚的钱都是花在我们的身上。
Our education,
我们的教育。
Our food,
我们的食物。
Our clothing,
我们穿的。
Even our marriage,
就算我们的婚姻也都他来负责。
Our parents took care of it so well.
我们的父母亲真的是鞠躬尽瘁啊。
But now when we get older,
我们现在长大了。
We earn money for ourselves.
换我们赚钱了。
Do we remember our parents?
当我们赚好了钱之后，我们是不是还记得那养我们的父亲呢？
Do we reserve some portion and then give it to our parents?
在我们所赚的钱里面，是不是准备一些要来奉养我们的父母亲呢？
Or do we just spend it to ourselves?
还是我们把赚来的百分之百就花它百分之百？
And then we tell our parents, "Oh, Dad, the money I earn is so little, it's not enough for you."
然后转身告诉我们父母亲说：“哎，我赚太少了，不够你用的了。”
Can you subsidize me something?
那么有时候呢，甚至伸手跟父母亲再要一点吧。
It's not good.
这是不好的。
So when we grow older.
我们长大了。
We should learn to repay our parents.
我们开始要学习如何报答我们的父母。
Because when the parents getting old, they have no earning ability. They are retired.
因为当他们年老的时候，他们没有办法再像以前这样工作来赚取他们的生活费。
We really should remember them.
我们常常要记得他们。
Don't just spend it on ourselves.
不要把赚来的钱都花在自个儿身上。
Don't just spend it on our children.
不要都把赚来的钱花在自己的小孩身上。
Give some to our parents.
我们要留一些给我们的父母亲。
But of course, parent doesn't need our money. Some cases, in some cases, parent.
那么在现在的社会里面，许多时候我们都看到父母亲其实不要你这一份薪水的。
But the parent doesn't need it. Doesn't mean we don't have to give it.
今天的父母亲不要物质上的薪水，不是说我们就不需要给喽。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
He doesn't earn much.
他赚的不多。
But every month he must determine himself.
但是每月他下定决心。
If you earn something, you have to give a little bit from a parent.
所以他每个月赚的呢，都要留一些给父母亲用。
And then give it to the parent.
然后给，真的拿出来给他父母亲。
The father said, "Hey, no, it's okay. I have enough."
这个父亲当然说，不用了，不用了，你自己留着，我够了。
You don't have enough.
那么你自己都还很欠缺了，你自己留着吧。
But the son's emphasized.
但是这时候儿子说了。
No. This is my heart. This is from my heart.
他会告诉父亲说，这代表我的心意。
I want to receive blessing from God.
因为这样呢，能够得到神的祝福。
I also know you love me.
而且我也知道你是爱我的。
Keep it.
所以一定要收。
Okay, the father said, okay.
那父亲听了很高兴，当然收下了。
But of course, at the back, the father tell the mom.
但是一转身，父亲告诉妈妈了。
Don't use his money.
不要用他的钱哦。
Keep it in future when we die, give it back to him.
那么只要把它存好呢，等我们去世之后，把这钱还给人，还给小孩子。
Sometimes, most of the time, our parent doesn't need our money.
所以在很多时候呢，父母亲其实不需要我们这一份薪水。
Doesn't need our material.
不需要我们在物质上给他的奉养。
But if we bring the material,
但是我们如果真的把物质上的东西给他们，补充他们在生活里。
At least you show to them you have the heart for them.
至少因为这样的行动，告诉他们说我们是关心他们的。
The second thing, how can we make our parent happy?
紧接下来我们看如何要让我们的父母亲开心呢？
You don't despise them.
不要藐视他们。
Let's turn to Genesis 46.
我们再看回创世纪46章。
Verse 34.
创世纪46章的34节。创世纪
46, verse 34.
创世纪46章34节，你们要说，你的仆人从幼年直到如今都以养牲畜为业，连我们的祖宗也都以此为业，这样你们可以住在歌山地，因为凡牧羊的都被埃及人所厌恶。
Now after Joseph brought Jacob his father come to the land of Egypt，
当约瑟带着他的父母亲，带着他的父亲雅各，还有他的全家来到埃及地的时候
，Immediately he was thinking he must introduce to his boss Pharaoh his old father。
他马上想到第一件事情，就是跟法老国王介绍他们全家以及他这个老父亲。
Why did Jacob want to do this?
为什么约瑟要第一个时间就做这个事情？
Because Joseph respect his father.
因为约瑟很尊敬他的父亲。
Now Joseph is the prime minister in Egypt.
约瑟这个时候的身份已经是埃及宰相了。
He is the number two in the whole kingdom.
换句话，在整个国家里面，他已经是第二把交椅。
He is the political figure.
换句话，他在埃及地是一个政治重要人物。
He was a Hebrew.
那他是希伯来人。
But he didn't want to hide all this.
但是他不会因为他的家境的关系把他藏起来。
Now his father came.
好，现在他的全家，他的父亲都来了。
His father was a shepherd.
他的父亲呢是一个牧羊人。
So Joseph told his father.
所以约瑟告诉他的爸爸。
If Pharaoh asks what kind of job you do.
如果他告诉他的爸爸说，如果法老王问你说你是做什么为业的。
You just tell him the truth.
就是告诉他实话就行。
You are a shepherd.
他说我们就是牧羊人。
Your fathers are all shepherd.
因为我的父亲也是牧羊
人。Even though Egyptians they hate shepherds, they think they are low class, they are not up to the standard, they should not be mixing with us. But you just tell them the truth.
虽然在那个社会里面，埃及人是非常讨厌牧羊人的，但是也不要因为这样子而埋没起来，反而要告诉法老王，这就是事实。
This is Joseph.
这就是约瑟。
Even though he have high achievement,
虽然约瑟已经是非常有成就的人。
He will not be so ashamed to tell the people that his father is only a shepherd.
他不会因为告诉别人说他的父亲是一个牧羊人感到羞耻。
Today, ask yourself.
今天我们问问自己。
Maybe you have high achievement in the society.
也许今天的我们也是在社会上高有地位。
Do you dare to talk to your friends or colleagues about your father?
在我们的话语当中，我们是不是觉得应该要提起我们的父母而不感到羞愧？
Maybe your father doesn't even graduate from primary school.
也许今天的我们的父亲、我们的母亲没有从小学毕业。
Maybe they are even a farmer.
也许他们只是个农夫。
Do you respect them?
我们是不是也因为这样而尊敬他们呢？
We should respect them no matter what they do.
那么不管，圣经告诉我们，不管如何，我们总是要尊敬父母亲。
So Joseph really respect and honor the father.
所以在这段经节里面告诉我们说，约瑟这样的身份还是一样尊敬自己的父亲。
And God bless him so much.
那么也因为他因此得到神的祝福。
So when he told Pharaoh, "Oh, we are shepherd," and the Pharaoh said, "Okay, you are shepherd. I give you the best land of shepherding. This is the land of Goshen."
所以当他们告诉法老王说我们就是牧羊人，法老王就把他最好最肥沃的说给你们当土地吧。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
When he was in grade 12, I know this month, this June, many grade 12 youth are preparing for their prims or their party.
这么一个弟兄呢，是十二年级，我们都知道六月份呢，十二年级要毕业了，都是为自己这个毕业的典礼来准备。
So the guys usually do the hairs and try to buy a tuxedo, try to dress them up, try to attract girls during those prim.
十二年级的男生要毕业前都把自己打扮穿着非常的好，就是能够在这个晚会当中呢邀请最漂亮的女生。
And the girls usually off do the hairs, make up, make sure she's so attractive during the night.
相对的，十二年级的女生呢，都把自己打扮的最美丽呢，能够在舞会当中呢吸引最好的男生。
They buy the dress.Whatever, prepare.
那么不管怎么样，用买的用租的。
But that brother is different.
这个弟兄不一样。
That brother is not really interested in all this dancing and all this worldly event.
这个弟兄不一样的地方是说，他在十二年级要毕业的时候，他对这种毕业舞会没有太大兴趣。
Usually, when young people go to this kind of prim party, they will not bring their parents.
通常呢，年轻人去这样的所谓的舞会当中，绝对不会带自己父母亲去。
And even they bring them, they'll try to keep a distance. Okay, you guys sit there, I have fun the other side.
好，就算在不得已的情况下，一定要带父母亲呢，他绝对跟父母亲离得远远的，一个在那边，一个在这边。
But that youth really think by himself.
但是这个青年呢，他自己这样想。
My parents work so hard to support me.
今天我能够到十二年级，是因为我父母亲工作认真的关系。
So when I come to the party, who should I bring?
所以今天我既然要参加这个毕业舞会呢，我要带谁呢？
I should not bring just any girl. I bring my parent there.
我绝对不带那个所谓的很漂亮的女生，我带我的父母亲去。
And then during the party, he just sit with his parents.
所以在这个舞会当中呢，他就很高兴的跟自己的父母亲坐在一起。
Of course, other classmates didn't bring the parent.
当然，其他的同学都没有人带父母亲去的啦。
But this brother.He showed to the friend, "This is my dad. This is my mom."
但是这个弟兄呢，很开心的告诉，而且介绍他的朋友们说，这就是我母亲，这就是我爸爸。
This is called letting your father and mother happy.
这就是让我们父母亲感到快乐的事情。
If today,
如果今天
your son and daughter despise you, don't want to be related to you in other people, in front of other people.
今天呢，我们看看自己的儿女，如果他们不愿意把我们介绍给他的朋友的时候，我们是不是觉得
if they feel so ashamed of you,
或是他们觉得介绍我们出去是一种可耻的事情
，Do you feel good?
我们是不是感觉到快乐呢
？Of course not.
当然不会了。
So what does it mean?
这告诉我们什么
？Okay, what does it apply to a heavenly father?
那么今天我们怎么样把将这样的道理能够用在天父上
？Make our heavenly father happy.
换句话，我们要让我们的天父快乐喜悦。
How can we make our father happy?
如何让他开心呢
？Of course, we bring material.
当然，我们要把物质的东西奉献在他的面前。
We offer sacrifices.
我们事实上把献祭放到他的面前。
We offer tithe. We offer thanksgiving.
我们十一间这个感恩奉献。
God doesn't need our money.
神事实上不需要我们这些钱的。
God doesn't use any Canadian dollars.
因为神不需要拿着加币来花。
God is in heavenly kingdom.
因为神在他的天国里。
He doesn't need to spend the money.
他不需要拿地上的钱来花。
But why do we offer?
为什么我们要奉献
？To show that you have the heart.
换句话，也就是在物质上能够表现出我们有这个心。
To show that you care.
换句话，告诉神说我们很关心神。
To show that you love.
也就是我们很爱神。
To show that you want to repay God's love.
也就是我们要报答神的爱。
To show that you respect God.
那我们很尊敬神的。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 23.
我们再看回箴言23章。
Hope verse 23.
箴言的第二十三章。
Verse 26.
箴言第二十三章的第二十六节。二十六节，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Here tell us, my son, what's the best gift you can give me?
在这里说，我的儿啊，你要给我最好的礼物吗
？Give me your heart.
要将你的心归我。
The best gift you can give a father is your heart.
我们能够给父亲最好的礼物，就是将我们的心给他。
What does it mean?
这告诉我们什么
？Our heart is our everything.
因为我们的心代表我们一切。
Your heart is your affection.
因为我们的心代表我们的感情。
When Joseph discovered his brother in Egypt,
当约瑟呢看到了说他的兄弟们来到埃及了。
What is the first thing he asked?
他第一句话问什么
？Genesis 47.
我们看回到创世纪四十七章。创世纪四十七章。
Genesis chapter 47, verse 28.
创世纪第四十七章的第二十八节。
Chapter 45.
四十五章，创世纪第四十五章。
Verse 1-3.
一到三节，创世纪第四十五章第一节，约瑟在左右站的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都要离开我出去。”约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前。第二节。他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。第三节，约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶了。
At the beginning, the brother who went to Egypt didn't know in front of him this prime minister is Joseph, their brother.
当然，约瑟的兄弟们来到埃及的时候，没有办法预期说，在他面前的这个宰相就是他的弟弟约瑟。
But later, Joseph cannot hold the emotion anymore.
但是约瑟看到他的兄弟们在他的面前已经情不自禁了。
He cried so loud.
所以他放声大哭。
Everybody heard.
每个人都听到了。
The first question he asked his brother after he admitted he is Joseph.
那么在他承认说自己就向他的弟兄承认说自己就约瑟之后，他问的第一个问题。
What is the question?
什么问题
？Is my father still there?
他问说我的父亲还在吗
？What does it mean?
什么意思
？All this year, even though he is in Egypt.
这代表了说，虽然他约瑟这么多年都在埃及地
，But he asked, he's thinking of his father.
但是这终日思想的他，在他心里面终日思想就是他的父亲。
He never forget his father.
他从来没有一刻忘记了父亲。
Even though he's prime minister now.
虽然他已经身为宰相的今天
，He has not forgotten his father.
他从来没有一刻忘记自己的父亲。
This is called give your father your heart.
这就代表了。我们要将心给我们的父亲。
Every minute you are thinking about your father.
因为每一分钟在那心里面都想着自己的父亲。
When I joined the theological seminary.
当我读神学院的时候。
I have to travel to many countries.
那么在神学院期间呢，我必须要到很多的国家。
My father was working in Hong Kong at that time.
那个时候呢，我的爸爸呢在香港工作。
Before I left for Europe for training.
那么在我去欧洲受训之前
My father gave me one very special calling card.
那么我的父亲呢给了我一个非常特别的电话卡
He tell me
他告诉我
Use this calling card
用这个电话卡
This number You can dial in any country You don't have to top up
那么这个电话卡呢可以让你到各个国家都可以打电话
You don't have to spend money
不要花钱的
You don't have to spend your money, but spend my money. It's on my account.
换句话，不用花你的钱，我已经把这个卡通通储存好了。
Because any country, they got a number, you can just dial, and then you can call collect home.
啊，这个卡的背后告诉你说，不论到任何国家呢，你只要打那个号码呢，都可以打回家的。
Oh, okay, it's nice.
我就说很好啊，那带着吧。
So I took it.
所以我就带在身上了。
I didn't know, I didn't understand the implication behind.
那么我不知道这张卡的背后的意义代表了什么。
Now I become a father, I know.
那么现在我身为父亲了，我知道。
I think the father at that time really want me to call him more often.
因为他给我这个卡，就是让我能够在世界任何地点都打电话跟他说一声。
Because he's working in Hong Kong, he's alone. Sometimes he's lonely, so his son is overseas. He want me to call him more often.
因为他一个人自己在香港工作，他希望常常听到儿子打电话回来跟他说说话。
Of course, I call him, but not very often. I have to admit.
啊，当然呢，我必须要承认，我是打电话给他，但是没有他想象这么平常。
Now I look back.
现在我回头看看。
He passed away a few years ago.
那么几年前他已经去世。
Now even you give me the best calling card.
那么就算他现在给我最世界上最好的电话卡吧。
Even I can spend my own money to buy calling card.
那么也许我现在已经有能力可以花自己的钱买上一张好的电话卡。
There's no number I can call him in this world anymore.
啊，但是世界上没有任何一个电话，任何一个号码我可以打跟他通话。
So sometimes I ask myself, I should have called him more often.
有时候我想想说，那个时候真的应该多打电话给他。
But I didn't do it too often.
啊，但是很可惜的，那个时候没有做到。
Joseph, he really has the heart to the father.
我们看看圣经，看到约瑟说，约瑟的心里面常常纪念他的父亲。
He always thinking about him.
他总是在想着他的父亲。
He always find a chance to make him happy.
总是想尽办法，在任何时候都让他的父亲开心快乐。
Always find a chance to draw close to him.
那么他要想尽办法将他的父亲带到他的面前来。
So today we should do the same.
今天的我们也是一样。
Don't wait until all our fathers pass away and then you miss the father so much.
啊，不要等到我们的父亲已经去世了，我们没有机会了才说啊，我好想我的爸爸。
If your father is still around,
如果今天我们父亲还在我们的四周，
treat him better.
我们要对他更好些。
Call him more often.
跟他常常打电话。
Bring him more often for lunch and dinner.
那么常常跟他见面，一起用晚餐。
Go often to see him.
那么甚至常常到他面前，让他看到我们。
And if your physically father is not in this world anymore,
如果我们生父已经不在我们的面前了，
of course you have another father.
但是我们却还有另外一个父亲，
your heavenly father.
也就是我们的天父。
You have to put him into your heart.
我们要将我们的天父放在我们的心里。
Put him in your very best place.
那么放在我们心里最重要最好的地位。
Is my father still around?
那么我的父亲是不是还在呢？
Yes, he is.
是的，他总是在我心里。
He's waiting for you.
因为他总是在那边等我们。
Put him into your heart.
所以我们要将他放在我们心里最好的地方。
Give him your heart.
而且要把我们的心完全交给他。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。